Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the first weekend of May. Recently, we have had many rainy days here in Ottawa. But today, the sun has been bright in the sky for the whole day. And it's suddenly quite hot now. This week, tulips started blossoming, among other garden flowers. The trees are in a light shade of green. They are all still tiny baby leaves at the moment. It seems to me that after each rain, more colors come back to life. When you look around, what colors do you notice in nature around you? Today's story is about a memory from my childhood that is related to a particular food item, potatoes. Potatoes are one of my favorite vegetables, but recently I spent weeks without eating them. Then just this week, my housemate cooked a potato dish, and when I tasted it, suddenly this old memory about potatoes came back to me. When I was a child, my maternal grandmother often used to send us a box of vegetables that she had harvested from her own vegetable garden. The content varied from season to season. In early summer, her box would contain new potatoes, those small round potatoes with very soft skins. I hadn't known the difference between the regular potatoes and new potatoes, but my mother taught me the difference by preparing a very delicious snack out of these new potatoes. I wonder what fond memory around food might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Memory of new potatoes. When I was about 8, my mother introduced me to something called new potatoes. My grandmother had recently sent us a box full of vegetables that she harvested from her vegetable garden, and among them were new potatoes. "I'm going to make you a delicious snack with these," said my mother, her voice dancing with excitement. "You are going to love it." I had no idea what could be so special about any potatoes, but my mother's girlish excitement got me curious. When the snack was ready, I went to the kitchen and eagerly received the bowl in my hand. It was a bowl of boiled potatoes, its steam carrying an incredibly enticing smell. "What's so special about boiled potatoes?" I asked my mother. "Usually, potatoes were served with something else, never on their own." The view of steaming boiled potatoes occupying the entire bowl was new to me. "You'll see," said my mother, her voice still full of excitement. She sprinkled a little bit of salt on the potatoes. "You can eat them now." Without much expectation, I picked one round steaming potato and took a bite. The most comforting fragrance of the potato spread in my mouth, along with its heat and the delightful hint of salt. A happy sensation reached every part of my body. "So delicious!" I exclaimed as soon as I swallowed the potato. My eyes were watery due to the heat in my mouth, I've never had such delicious potatoes in my life.
Told you so, said my mother, grinning. She also picked up a potato and took a bite. We were both standing by the kitchen sink, indulging in the comfort of the boiled new potatoes and admiring their taste. Then my mother told me to sit and enjoy the snack, which I did. From that day on, boiled new potatoes became one of my favorite snacks. For a few weeks, my mother made them almost daily for my snack after school, and sometimes even my friends tasted them when they came to my house. My mother's boiled new potatoes acquired quite a reputation that year.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.